If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we begin yet another week of Easter, and we remember your glory as we teach others and we live in the faith so that all may know of your resurrection. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, of course, this is Monday of the fourth week of Easter, and we're looking at the powerful teaching that we have in light of this important season, the season where we look at the resurrection of Christ. There is an interesting thing that we look at in today's Acts of the Apostles and also in the Gospel, and maybe I'll do a little bit of each in today's discussion. In the Acts of the Apostles, we're looking at the end of the law. Now, you know that there was the law, and the law was that certain things you had to follow, but certain things were, in fact, certain foods could not be eaten, among other things. There was circumcision, there were certain foods that couldn't be eaten, there were certain practices you had to do. And, you know, one of my favorite stories is there was a someone I know very well ran a lobster company. He was a manager at a lobster company. And they advertised in a newspaper. Well, turns out it was a Jewish newspaper. Well, the Jews don't eat lobster. They consider them unclean. So he's like, here we are advertising in a newspaper of people who don't eat lobster. Well, the reason why we can eat lobster who are not Jewish is because of today's first reading. Because in that, Peter discovers that God describes all, or God makes all animals clean. So the concept of the unclean and certain animals you could not eat no longer applies. And so you don't have to eat various forms of meat, but you can, because now that part of the law is removed. Later on, we're going to see from St. Paul how that whole concept of the law is now gone. We as Christians do not believe in following the Jewish law. Now, that's nothing against the Jews. Obviously, that is their idea. One great example of this, and it shows a very strong devotion on the part of Dennis Prager. Dennis Prager is Jewish, and he practices Judaism very strongly, and he's also done some tremendous writing on the Jews as a Jew. He will not appear on a talk show. You know, he appears on talk shows all the time on a Friday night, because that is the beginning of the Jewish Sabbath. So he will not appear on the talk show on a Friday night. If they invite him, it has to be a night that isn't Friday, because that's how seriously he takes his following the Jewish rules. We don't have to follow those rules, but there are aspects of them that we can. And that's an important consideration. For example, Rabbi Heschel, I think it was Abraham Heschel, used to talk about the, well, obviously, he talked about, you know, since he's no longer living, he doesn't do that anymore, but you know what I'm saying. So it isn't used to. He talked about, is better described, the importance of keeping holy the Sabbath, but that included not doing certain things on the Sabbath from a Jewish perspective. Well, from a Christian perspective, we can look at that as well. And certain things that we can keep in mind, you know, one of the things, unless it's an absolute emergency or something that I can't do on any other day, I do not do shopping on Sunday. I just make it a rule. You know, if I have food shopping to do, I can do it on Saturday. And if I need to, I can do it on Monday. But I don't do shopping on a Sunday unless I absolutely have to. It's one of the ways I do to observe my faith. And that's not following the Jewish law. It's keeping holy the Lord's Day is what I'm doing. So you see that. So that's one of the rules that I follow. I don't do any kind of shopping or anything on the Sabbath. So we're looking at that. We're looking that this is the end of the very strict forms of the Jewish law, but it's the beginning of living a new understanding of the faith by following certain practices out of love for God, love for neighbor, that we recognize the importance of doing what the Lord calls us to do. Now we have the other reading, which is on the other, the gospel, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. But first of all, I'm going to take a break. So you're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WAZE. And you can also find us at CatholicAudioMedia.com in your favorite podcast platform. Just look for Catholic Audio Media, one word, or on Spotify, three words. And you may have to scroll a bit to find us, but we are there. Well, just keep in mind that our program is kind of a bridge, if you look at it this way, where we are bringing God's word to people who may not be able to attend Mass, and also to those who are looking for that little bit of extra support after they go to church on Sunday or whatever. So this is what we do. And God graciously provides for the birds in the sky, as we all know, and he also provides for the needs of all. And we're part of that where we're called to spread his word. And you're part of that because you're called to spread his word to others who don't have that connection. That's what your call is. So our program is to help you to do that, to bring God's message to others. But we can't do it alone. We need sponsors and underwriters who believe in the power of spreading God's love. With your support, we can touch lives and bring hope to those in need. Join us in this divine mission and be part of something truly meaningful. Together, let's make a difference. You can contact me at saintstanthonyalston.org. That's saint, S-T for saint, stanthonyalston.org. Send me a message or give me a call. I'm at extension 12, by the way. So we're talking about these important words, and we're talking about this. Now, we're going to look at the gospel for a second. And the gospel is this powerful teaching where we see that Jesus is speaking to his sheep, and his sheep hear his voice. As the others, he says, there are others who are thieves and marauders, but those who are my sheep hear my voice. You know, I use that principle when I would speak as a guest in the media. And it's one of the rules I teach, especially in a religious context, don't speak to the host. The host is asking you a question on behalf of the audience. You speak to the audience in the way that you feel they need to hear the answer to the question by the host. So you don't speak to the host, you speak to the audience. And that's one of the principles I teach. Why? And now some people may say, but what about others listening who don't understand? You're not speaking to them. You're speaking to the people who you want to hear your message. Always keep that in mind. When you get called onto if you ever get called onto any of these shows, news show, whatever, they don't pay you. You're offering them a service, so you can offer that service any way you want. You can also say no. I think I've told you that there was a producer at MSNBC who, when I told him, I said, you know, I'm a priest, I do spiritual things. He said, we'll call you when we decide to do spiritual things, whenever that will be. Well, there you go. That should tell you something. This is the principle that Jesus is talking about. His people hear him. He speaks to his people, and they hear him. So we want to be attentive to God's voice. We want to hear God's voice, and we want to act on it. And we also want to speak on behalf of what God wants his people to hear. So we have all this come together. So his people hear him, And we're called to hear him, and also we're called to speak, you know, when we're speaking on behalf to those people who will hear his message, not ours. Always be careful of someone who, and this is one of the reasons why he said this, always be careful of someone who will tell you that they're the one you should listen to. No, you listen to Christ, and Christ will guide you. Now, one of the things, of course, in the church will say, well, you should listen to the church. Yes, because the church is speaking on behalf of Christ. But that means that you speak, you listen to what the church says. The church is not just the person who's been ordained for about 8 minutes who tells you that everyone's going to hell because they've been wanting to say that homily for their entire time in the seminary. Yes, I'm using a little bit of hyperbole. Occasionally there are those people out there, but I'm using hyperbole. You can see what I'm saying. Because you'd want to go back and see what the church actually says. And I always say that. What does the church actually say? And you listen to what the church actually says, and you understand that you follow what that says. And when you do what the church actually says, you're listening to the voice of Christ through the church. Not what someone says the church says, and you say, I'm not so sure about that. Something doesn't click there. You do what the church actually says. So we have so many of the resources to actually check to see if something is, did the church actually say this? Oh, son of a gun, yes it did. Or no, the church didn't say that. What actually has been said is this. We have all kinds of resources to allow us to do that because we want to hear the voice of Christ and follow the voice of Christ. And that is such an important message that this is what we do. We're going to talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.